106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Fulbert. I chatted with Tyler McClure on air here not too long ago from Bow Valley Wild Smart, and he was talking about, you know, now that we've got such a great Wild Smart system in town, the bear-proof garbage bin, the next step is to get rid of some of those smaller attractants, and ornamental fruit trees is something that's being targeted right now. And we were having that conversation like the day that I noticed that in our condo complex and the revegetation, they put in Saskatoon berry bushes. I like Saskatoon berries. Do they belong in front of my house in bear country? It's an issue that I don't think some people are taking as seriously as others.
And we've talked about this before in the Banff context, because they've considered bylaws and gone with education. Same with Canmore. Just pass a bylaw. Just say no fruit-bearing trees in this community. How about we have no bird feeders certain times of the year? We've already done that.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a bit of an undertaking to replant some people. People might want compensation for the big tree in their backyard if they were forced to get rid of it.
Is that really an issue? Crabapple trees and other fruit-bearing trees, we don't have a lot of them. Maybe it's a bit overhanded to outlaw them.
Yeah.
Once you start doing that, then it comes to enforcement and how many bylaw officers does it take to shut down an old lady's crabapple tree?
Bylaw 3, the movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
This story's come up because Alberta Parks has an initiative in Canmore where they've been planting flowering trees that don't bear fruit. Black bears and grizzly bears, they're smart. They hit you up once, they're coming back next year. Then you're creating opportunities for conflict. But what really, really amuses me about these non-fruit bearing flowering trees that Alberta Parks has planted in Canmore and the lovely plaques that they put in front of them is that they're in the same places the town of Canmore has on their property fruit bearing trees.
Really?
Elevation Place and Friendship Park both have, I believe, mountain ash, which is a fruit bearing tree. In our story this week in The Outlook, there's a little bit of uncertainty on the part of the town of Canmore whether or not that is the case. But I mean, when I look at Elevation Place, I look at the fact that their contractor did the landscaping last year. If we actually had regulations in place that set out these are appropriate and these are inappropriate, maybe the contractors we hire to do things as a municipality might have a formula to go by. How do we end up having fruit-bearing trees on Town of Canmore property next to non-fruit-bearing trees planted by Alberta Parks with signs saying, don't plant fruit-bearing trees? I think they're sending a message. I think they're showing the irony of the situation through tree planting.